站立，低头默祷。
Please remain standing and let us bow head and pray in silence.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
全能伟大，独一的真神，我们感谢赞美你的圣名。
Dear Almighty, Sovereign Lord, we want to praise your holy name.
因为你是我们独一的救主。
Because you are our only Savior.
你是我们唯一的希望。
And you are only our only hope.
你也是我们最好的朋友。
And you are also our only best friend.
主啊，透过圣经你告诉我们。
Dear Lord, through your words in the scriptures.
人的一生到底是什么呢？
What is truly the meaning of life?
人的一生只是劳劳碌碌。
Our life is filled with toil and sorrows.
我们白天用体力换取食物。
In the daytime, we use our physical energy to seek for food.
但是有时候晚上却不能好好的入眠。
But yet in the night, even though we are tired, we can't get any sleep.
我们曾经很努力地用健康来换财富。
In the past, we used our health to exchange for wealth.
但是当我们年老的时候，却没有办法用健康来享受财富。
But in our old age, we are not able to use our health to enjoy the rest of our lives.
我们曾经以为知识可以改变人生。
We initially thought that our knowledge can transform us.
但是却发觉我们知识懂得越多，烦恼也越多。
But then we realized the more knowledge we increase for ourselves, the more burdensome we become.
我们曾经把希望放在下一代的身上。
We used to place all our hope in the next generation.
但是往往下一代有时候会想法跟我们不一样，也会让我们失望。
But yet, our children tend to disappoint us and have the same different values from us.
我们活在这个世上很多的重担。
Lord, we are carrying heavy crosses.
很多的愁烦没有办法被人明白。
There are so many sorrows and toils that no one can understand.
但是主啊，我们今天开始认识你。
But Lord, from today onwards, we have decided.
我们过去三个晚上来到你的面前学习真理。
For the past three nights, we have heard about your truth.
求你的圣灵今天晚上继续带领着我们。
May your Holy Spirit continue to lead and guide us this evening.
求你的圣灵打开你仆人的口。
May your Holy Spirit also open your servant's mouth.
让他可以见证主耶稣你的宝贵的福音。
So that he will be able to bear testimony to your wonderful gospel.
也求主耶稣与我们的诗班同在。
May you also be with our choir.
给他们力量。
To give them strength,
使他们透过圣灵唱出感动人的歌声。
Through your Holy Spirit, they are able to inspire us with their hymns.
我们更求主耶稣圣灵再次与我们同在。
We also pray that your Holy Spirit may once again be with us.
打开我们听众的心门。
To open the doors of our hearts.
让我们这个道理的种子可以在里面不断的发芽长大。
So that the seed of your word will continue to grow and germinate.
主啊，这个世界都是苦难。
Lord, this world is filled with so much toil and sorrow.
烦恼愁烦。
There's so many problems and temptations.
求你给我们指出一条正确的道路。
Lord Jesus, please open up a way of truth for us.
让我们可以得救。
So that we will be saved.
主啊，我们将今天晚上的布道大会完全的交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we would like to surrender tonight's service into your hands.
愿你的圣名得到最大的荣耀。
May your holy name be most magnified and exalted.
也愿平安归于我们今天在座的每一位亲戚朋友。
And may we give peace to each and every one of us here.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主的带领，让我们很快就进到第四天，也是最后一天晚上的布道大会了。
Time passes very quickly, and we thank God that we are into the fourth night and last night of our evangelical service.
我们之前几天晚上查考过主耶稣与我们的关系。
The past three nights, we have shared with you the relationship of God with us.
那么今天晚上，我们再一次邀请到赵明阳传道为我们见证恩惠的福音。
And for this evening, we would like to invite our preacher, Chao, to invite another message.
我们现在把时间交给赵传道。
I'd like to give this session to Preacher Chao.
Hallelujah, 大家平安，奉主圣名开始讲道。
Hallelujah, peace to all of you, and in the name of Jesus, I would like to begin with my sermon.
非常高兴在这个时刻又跟我们各位来见面。
And I'm happy to be with you this evening.
我们求天上的真神将恩典福气来赏赐给我们大家。
And may our true God in heaven greatly bless all of you.
这几天我们都跟各位来介绍耶稣。
The past few days, I've introduced to you about our Jesus.
耶稣到底是谁呢
？Who is Jesus?
其实他就是独一的真神。
Jesus indeed is the only true God.
他也是我们人类最好的朋友。
And he is also our best friend.
并且也让我们知道，他就是我们世界的希望。
And our Lord Jesus is our only hope too.
他更是我们人类的救主。
And not only that, the best thing is, he is our Savior.
他到世上来就是要拯救我们。
He came into this world to save us.
我们请看圣经提摩太前书一章十五节。
Please, first of all, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
提摩太前书一章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。十六节。
Verse 16.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。十七节。
Verse 17.
但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见。永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永远远，阿们。这是保罗，使徒保罗所写的一封信。
This is one of Apostle Paul's epistle.
使徒保罗他有很高的学问。
We know that the Apostle Paul, he was very highly educated.
他对自己的要求也非常的高。
And he also expects a lot from himself.
他相信耶稣基督以后。
After he became a follower of Jesus Christ,
他就把生命要奉献给他了。
He offered his life to God.
他这样见证，耶稣基督到世上来就是要拯救我们人类。
And he bear testimony that Jesus come into the world to save mankind.
他说这个话是可信，是十分可佩服的。
And this is indeed a trustworthy saying and worthy of our belief.
人活在这个世界哈，大概是七十岁、八十岁的时间。
A man's lifespan is about 70 to 80 years.
但是在我们的脑子里头，我们有一个永远的观念。
But in our hearts, there is, in it resides eternity.
这就是神要我们去追求永生。
Because God wants us to pursue after eternal life.
我们请看传道书三章十一节。
Please turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
传道书三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。啊，我们读到这里，这是智慧的王所罗门他所写的。
This is written by King Solomon, the prince of wisdom.
他提到天上的神造万物呢，都给他们呢一个最美好的时间。
Here.King Solomon said that God has made everything beautiful in its time.
也就是说，这个万物啊，被造的时候呢，有它的开始，也有它的结束。
That is to say, the creation of the universe has its beginning.
这个花并没有白日红啊。
Because this flower did not just bloom overnight.
也没有天天在下雪。
And it is doesn't shed away every day.
有花开，也有花谢。
Because when the flower blooms, one day it will also wilt away.
月亮有阴晴圆缺。
The moon will one day set and also rise up.
没有花落的遗憾，哪来花开的喜悦呢？
If there is no wilt, then where will be the joy of bloom be?
如果没有冬天，我们就不觉得春天是多么的可爱。
If there is no winter, then we will not appreciate the coming of spring.
花开花谢，我们都要感谢。
We have to thank God even when the flower blooms as well as it wilts.
神造万物各按其时，都在最美好的时刻开始结束。
All the things that happen in our world has its beautiful beginning as well as its beautiful end.
但是唯独神造人的时候呢，他把一个永远的概念放在我们心里。
However, for man, he has set eternity into our hearts.
所以我们人类显然跟其他的物质的存在是不同的。
Thus, our existence is very different from other nature.
因为人是按着神的形象被造。
Because man, we are all created in his image.
在神的形象里头，他的本性里头有一个永恒性。
And since God has an eternal nature in Him, thus we also inherit this nature.
所以当他造我们人类的时候，也把他的永恒性造给了我们。
When He created man, He also put eternity into His creation.
所以我们对永恒有概念。
Thus we will be able to experience and understand this concept of eternity.
有一年，小弟协助这个国中班的学生灵会的工作。
One day, I was conducting this student spiritual convocation.
啊，天天跟这些十多岁的青少年在一起啊，觉得自己年轻了不少。
And I became young myself when I spent many days with these youngsters.
但是我们知道啊，这个学生灵会的时候啊，啊，大家听课归听课啊，很多时候喜欢传这个字条。
But we know that for the youngsters, they like to exchange notes in the midst of attending classes.
上面写的一些什么样心里的秘密啊，就传来传去的。
Sometimes they will pass around secrets to one another.
啊，结果呢，这个小妹这边啊，姐妹这边就有一张字条传到我前面来啊，我站在前面在讲课啊。
Suddenly there was this note that was passed from the sister's side, and it came onto my desk.
啊，就把那个字条给打开。
And then I opened it up.
真的把我吓了一大跳。
And I was so shocked when I read the contents.
一则以喜，一则以忧啊。
And I was very worried and concerned.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为它里面写了几个字啊。
Because this note has a few statements.
他说你很可爱，我永远喜欢你。
So you are so cute, I will forever love you.
很高兴，第一次有人说我很可爱。
I was so happy for this compliment.
不到五十岁，头发已经半白了，真的可爱吗
？Am I that cute since I'm already 50 and my hair is so white？
但是永远喜欢我，这个太沉重了。
But this is pretty serious, that this person will love me forever.
不敢承受。
I dare not accept this compliment.
正在担忧的时候。
In this state.
后来我才知道。
Only then I realize.
这是一个美丽的误会。
This is a beautiful misunderstanding.
因为那个字条不是女生写的，是男生写的，传给女生的。
This note was written by a brother. It's supposed to be for a sister.
那么女生恶作剧就传到我这里来。
So the sister was trying to play a prank on me and pass this note to me.
虽然有点失望啊，我不是那个可爱的人。
So I finally realized that I wasn't that cute person.
不过可以省去很多的麻烦呢。
But of course, this will prevent any further inconveniences.
重点啊，不是说我很可爱，是说他是只有十多岁的孩子，怎么知道有一个永远呢
？But the thing that is strange is that she's only a teenager, but yet she knew the word forever.
谁告诉她的
？Who told her about this term forever?
她到这个地球只有十多年的时间啊。
She has only lived in this world for.More than 10 years only.
他怎么能够看到永远呢？他怎么知道有一个永远呢
？How can she set her heart on eternity? What does eternity mean for her?
因为神造人的时候已经把永远的概念放在他的心里了。
Because when God created man, He has put eternity into the hearts.
那么神把永远的概念放在我们的心里，让我们对永恒产生一种渴望。他的目的就是要我们去追求永生。
When God set eternity into the hearts of men, it is that for the purpose of being our hope and that we will always thirst and pursue after this eternal life.
就是告诉我们不要只是活在今生今世。
God is trying to tell us not to live only for today.
将来有一个永恒在等候着我。
Because eternity is just around the corner and is waiting for us.
我们应该要预先来准备我如何来面对这个永恒。
We must try to prepare ourselves.That how are we going to face this eternity?
我们必须要去思考，我将在什么地方来度过永恒。
Let us ponder where are you going to spend your eternity?
这就是我们今天引用这个经节的目的。
And this is the purpose of our sharing this passage.
我们的内在里头有一个对永恒的渴望。
Inside each one of us, we have this.Thirst and desire to live eternally.
所以这个就让我们想要追求与神合一。
This also shows that we want to be united with Christ.
人活在这个世界真的很短的时间呢。
This life is indeed very short and very temporal.
圣经曾经有一个人啊，他活到120岁。
In the Bible, there is a saint who lived up to 120 years.
他写下人生的感言。
And this is what he has to say about life.
我们来看一看诗篇九十篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalms 90.
诗篇九十篇，我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇九十篇第十节。
Psalms chapter 90, verse 10.
第十节，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁。但其中所惊夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。读到这里，摩西是神的仆人，他活到一百二十岁。
Moses, who was a servant of God, lived up to 120 years.
圣经说，他到一百二十岁的时候，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
And in the Bible recorded that Moses, at the age of 120, his vigor was still with him, and his eyes was not dim.
非常难得，因为我今年还不满五十岁啊，已经眼睛早就昏花了。
This is totally different from my own condition because even though I'm only 50 years old, my eyes is deteriorating.
在他那个时代啊，一般人的平均寿数应该就是这个地方所说的七十岁。
In his generation, the average lifespan is between 70 to 80 years.
但是在普遍大家都是七十岁、八十岁的这个寿命呢，他能够活到一百二十岁，算是长寿了。
We can see that Moses, he lived to a very ripe old age of 120 years, which is above the average of 70 to 80 years.
所以这个活到一百二十岁的人，应该比我们在座的人更有资格来谈论人生啊。
That's Moses.Is a considered one who is an authority on to teach us about the life.
那么他所说的呢，就是在一生的过程里头，可以拿出来呀、啊，夸口的、品头论足的，不过是劳苦愁烦。
But what Moses can brag about is that life, though long, is full of trouble and sorrow.
因为当我们回忆的时候，我们尽想的就是那些劳苦的事情。
Because as we thought back about the past, whatWe can think about is there are only troubles and sorrows.
那些劳苦的事情占据了我们心里的大部分。
Trouble and sorrow dominate our hearts, our lives.
它留下的苦的滋味呢，是最深刻的，所以我们一回忆就想起来了。
And the aftertaste that we have in our life is just bitterness.
那么像这样劳苦愁烦的生命啊，转眼就成空。
And these are troublesome period, they quickly pass away.
我们就像飞走了，就消失掉。
And time just passes so fast, and then they were gone.
可是，在我们内在里头，我们有一个永恒的概念呢、啊。
But yet in our heart, we have this eternity.
所以，如果人生最后的结局是虚空，那么为什么神要给我们一个永恒的概念呢
？If life at the end is only emptiness and vanity, so why?Does our Lord Jesus wants to set eternity in our to our hearts?
显然，神是要用我们运用那个对永恒的概念，激起我们对永生的追求，然后能够超越今生的虚空。
It is because God wants us to transcend over the world's troubles and sorrows and pursue after this eternal life.
所以犹太人呢、啊，他们的这个家庭教育啊是非常出名的。
We know that the Jewish family they place a great importance on the religious education.
他们很喜欢在家庭啊啊每个角落做这个摆饰啊，用很多很多的方法呢啊来教导他们的孩子啊，让他们看到这些东西啊就得到这个教训。
And in a family, the head of the family will put different signs or reminders around the house to tell the children about the teachings.
他们很喜欢呢、啊，在墙上呢就挂了这个一幅画。
And sometimes on the wall, they'll put a painting.
是非常有启发性的那个图画。
And this kind of painting, will hopefully inspire, the young to think about knowledge.
这个其中很出名的一幅画呢，就是很简单，构图很简单，就只有两个手掌，就是两个拳头画在那个地方。
And one of the painting just shows, two tightly close-fisted, pair of hands.
那么一看的时候可以知道。一个是年轻人的拳头
，and one of the fists belong to an old man, and you can tell this very clearly from the painting.
另外一个是年长者的这个拳头
，and the other one is a younger fist, and the other one is older man's fist.
好，年轻人的这个拳头呢，它 紧紧地握住，所以这个肌肉的纹路呢看得很清楚。
The young man's fist was tightly fisted, so you can see the veins running and the muscles on that fist.
非常有力的，把它抓
很紧。And full of strength and vigor.
那么旁边这个呢已经半开了。
But the other side, the hand looked more feeble and it's half closed.
而且这个手背呢就是布满了皱纹。
And this other hand is full of wrinkles.
已经没有力气了，放开了。
And there's no more strength, so it's half open.
那么这里头呢是空空的，没有什么东西。
And it shows right in front that it's empty.
这个放开的手曾经是年轻的手，紧紧要把这个世界握在他的掌心。
The hands that was old and now half open used to be the fist that was full of muscle and strength.
但是当他年老的时候，撒手西归，手松开了，空无一物。
But at the end of his life, when he opened out his hand, it's all emptiness. There's nothing that he can grab onto.
很多人一生一直抓，要抓很多东西。
In our life, we want to grab many things.
但是当他该离开的时候呢，他是不能够带走任何一件东西的。
But before he can depart from this world, there's nothing that he can cling onto.
120岁的人啊，跟我们这样的一个忠固。
So this is the reminder that a 120-year-old saint has to say to us.
我们要面对即将会虚空的人生。
That how do we face this vain and empty life?
可是我们的生命啊，不竟然是这样的令人啊，这个颓废啊。这个灰色的这个悲观。
In reality, God does not want us to have this pessimistic thinking of our life, something that's very gray.
因为耶稣到世上来就是要来拯救我们。
Because we have our Lord Jesus to save us.
刚刚我们提到永恒。
Before we were discussing about eternity.
共产世界是无神论的。
We know that a communist nation is a atheist nation.
但是很奇怪的一件事情。
But strangely,
共产国家的领导者
the leader of these communist countries,
邓小平为什么要开放？
Why did Premier Deng Xiaoping decided to give freedom to the country?
江泽民为什么要改革？
Why did Jiang Zemin decided to reform his country?
为什么？
Why?
因为他们希望历史留名。
Because they want to leave a mark in history.
很奇怪的。
It is very strange.
如果没有永恒啊
，Because if there is no eternity，
哪来的不朽
？What can last forever？
他们希望不朽。
They did not have to pursue after this。
他们并不认为有神的存在。
If they do not accept that God does not exist，
他们不相信神灵的问题。
If they think that God truly do not exist，
但是没有永恒，哪来不朽？
But we know that nothing will last forever, can last forever.
如果没有永恒的话，他们留名那个名要贴在什么地方啊？
If they do not accept this concept of eternity, why do they care so much about leaving a mark in history?
所以其实就算是共产主义的人啊，他们内在里头他们相信有永恒存在，是有不朽的事情。
Even in the hearts of the leaders of these communist countries, they know that there is such thing as immortality or eternity.
你看那个小孩子啊，他们在看戏剧的时候啊，他最喜欢啊拉那个母亲啊父亲的手，爸爸，现在出来这个人是好人还是坏人呢、啊、
？And sometimes when you see young children, they are looking at a TV program. When they come to a very exciting part, they will ask their parents if this person is a good person or a bad person.
因为小孩子他看戏剧哦，他一定要先决定。
Because when a child, when they see a program, they want to know the ending.
在小孩子的眼光里头，只有好人跟坏人。
In the mind of a child, there's only good men and bad men.
你跟他讲说这个是坏人。
If you said that this is an evil person,
他就放心了，说我看就知道，这个是坏人，我看就知道。
Then they say, I can tell from his look that he's not nice.
但为什么要分好坏呢？
But why does a child know how to differentiate between a bad person?And a good person.
因为他内在里头有一个分别善恶的概念。
Because even in a young child, he or she knows how to differentiate between good and evil.
他知道有一个永恒的存在。
Because he knows that there is such thing as eternity.
所以在很多的这个戏剧里面呢、啊，他都是歌颂啊这个忠孝节义的。
Thus, in many programs, they lift up like the good will won over the evil.
这个华人很喜欢看歌仔戏，看布袋戏，要不然就看武侠小说。哇，是中国太多武侠小说了，所以连吃饭的时候也看武侠小说。
I know some people, they are addicted to all these programs as well as reading all these novels.
都一样的，都要褒奖忠孝节义的。
And we know that the conclusion of these things is that good will triumph over evil.
如果没有永恒存在的话呢，这个文天祥是怎么死的？文天祥是笨死的，因为没有永恒啊，他还要追求不朽啊，没有永恒，哪有不朽呢？所以文天祥就这样的话，文天祥就变笨死的了。
That's all the writers and authors of these works. They know that there's such thing as eternity to make that kind of ending.
但岳飞也是笨死的。
And for example, some of the characters in these novels.
因为没有永恒啊，留什么名啊？
They will have eternity so that they will die with a purpose.
所以如果没有永恒，忠孝节义就没有意义了。
Because if there is no such thing as eternity, then there's no purpose in good triumphing over evil.
这些都告诉我们，人不是肉体归土就算了，就结束了。
Because man, we are not just merely made to die and then we return to dust and that's the end of it.
这就是耶稣为什么到世上来的原因。
That is the reason why Jesus has to come to this world.
有一个晚上啊，有一个非常有身份地位的人啊。 来见耶稣。
One evening, there is a prominent figure who came to seek out our Lord Jesus.
他对耶稣提出了一个很重要的问题。
And he asked Jesus this very, very important question.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Please turn to the book of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音三章，我们从第一节来看。
John chapter 3, and we'll read from verse 1.
三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1 of John.
我们要看到这个第九节。And
we will read to
第六节哈。
Till verse 6.
有一个法利赛人，名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。二节。Verse
2.
这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”三节。Verse
3.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你。” 人若不重生，就不能见神的国。第四节。Verse
4.
尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？ 岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”五节。Verse
5.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”第六节。Verse
6.
从肉身生的，就是肉身；从灵生的，就是灵。 好，我们读到这里。这个犹太人的官叫做尼哥底母。There
is a Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus.
这个中文这样念好像不很文雅，但其实，在他们原来的文字呢，它这个意思是很好的，是挺好的一个意思，就是说他是在同辈当中的一个优越的得胜者。哇，这个名很好。The
meaning of this name Nicodemus means the victorious one.
那他果然真的是这样的。So
indeed, we can see that it is manifested in his own person.
因为他的表现呢，显然呢，比其他的人都更突出。We
can see that this person, he was an outstanding person.
当耶稣在世传福音的时候呢，这个法利赛派的人呢，通常是成为主耶稣的这个敌对者。We
know that in Jesus' time, the Pharisees are the greatest opponents of our Lord Jesus.
但是唯独尼哥底母是非常特别的。But
yet, Nicodemus, he was someone special.
他有这么高的这个宗教的这个地位。Even
though he was a Pharisee, which is one of the high society.
但是我们看出来，他对主耶稣的这个认识呢，也是非常正确的。But
we can also see that he truly understand who Jesus was.
他利用晚上的时间来见耶稣。And
he take the opportunity one evening to seek out Jesus.
他说：“先生啊，我知道你是从神那里来做师傅的。”And
he told Jesus, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God.
因为你所行的神迹作没有神同在，无人能显了。
For no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
所以这个聪明的人呢，他看见了耶稣行神迹，就推断他耶稣一定是从神那里来的。
And this wise individual, he knew that only a person comes from God can perform such great miracles.
他这样的认识呢，跟推测是很正确的。
This understanding and his deduction is correct.
他跟主耶稣说，我知道你是从神那里来的。
And he told Jesus, I know you come from God.
可是主耶稣怎么回答他呢？
How did Jesus reply?
我实在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus told him, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
两个人谈的好像是文不对题。
It seems that Jesus is replying out of context.
他跟主耶稣说，你是从神那里来的。
Nicodemus told Jesus that he came from God.
主耶稣告诉他，你要怎么样才能够回到神那里。
But yet Jesus told him, how can one bring oneself to come from God?
知道耶稣是从神那里来的当然重要，但是呢，知道怎么样才能够回到神那里也是重要的。
It is important that one come from God, but more importantly, it is how we bring ourselves to God.
那么这个时候他就听不懂了，他就疑惑了，他就问。
Nicodemus at this time, he was totally confused.
耶稣告诉他说，你要重生才能够进神的国。
Because Jesus told him that you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God.
那尼哥底母他用肉体的观念去理解，他说，这怎么可能呢？
Nicodemus could only understand from the fleshly point of view.
老了怎么样？可能再进到母亲的肚子再生出来吗？
Nicodemus replied, "How can a man be born again when he is old and enter a second time into his mother's womb?"
但其实耶稣跟他讲，这个重生是属灵的重生，不是肉身的重生。
But what he did not understand is that Jesus meant to be spiritually born again.
所以第五节就解释了什么是重生。
And in verse 5, Jesus explained to him what is the meaning of being born again.
就是要从水和圣灵再生一次。
That is to be born of water and the Spirit.
那这样这个重生呢，使人能够得以进神的国。
Only when one is born again can one enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣的回答是因为他爱尼哥底母。
Jesus gave this reply to Nicodemus because of his great love for him.
因为尼哥底母是一个很谦卑的人。
Because he knew that Nicodemus, he was a very humble man.
他对耶稣有正确的认识。
He truly understand who Jesus was.
是难能可贵的。
And this is very precious knowledge.
可是只有认识耶稣基督，还不能够见神的国。
But just simply knowing Jesus is not good enough to bring one to the kingdom of God.
我们单单知道耶稣是从神那里来的。
If we only know that Jesus come from God,
却没有听从主耶稣告诉我们要怎么样回到神那里去，那还是无济于事的。
But yet, if we neglect on how to go to God, then it is useless.
主耶稣要尼哥底母进一步的能够见神的国。
Because Jesus wants Nicodemus to take another step further to enter into the kingdom of God.
你对我的认识是很正确的，但不要仅止于啊，只知道我是从神那里来的。你更应当知道。我告诉你的人要怎么样回到神那里。
Jesus did not want Nicodemus to just know who he was, that he came from God, but to take one step further to how to bring himself to God, to enter the kingdom of God.
今天在这个世界上啊，认识耶稣的人相当的多。
We know that in this world there are many people who already know who Jesus was.
但是要进一步知道耶稣是从神那里来的人就不是很多。
But not many people know that Jesus comes from God.
然后要了解怎么样回到神那里去呢？这样的人又更少了。
And there are lesser people who knows the way how to go to God.
各位亲爱的朋友
，Beloved friends,
你相信耶稣吗
？Do you believe in Jesus?
你认识耶稣啊
？Do you understand Jesus?
你知道耶稣从神那里来的
？Do you know that Jesus come from God?
我们知道。怎么样回到神那里去吗
？Do you know how to bring ourselves back to God？
耶稣他讲一个很简单的道理。
And Jesus gave us a very simple answer。
那就是一个逻辑。
This is according to logic。
这是第六节。
And it is written in verse 6。
为什么要从水和圣灵生
Jesus gives us the reason why we must be born again of water
and the Spirit. 有一个很简单的逻辑。
And this is a very simple logic.
从肉身生的就是肉。
Because flesh gives birth to flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
And the Spirit will give birth to Spirit.
我们从母亲的肚子生出来，这是从肉身生的。
We came, our mother gave birth to us, and this is giving birth in the flesh.
肉身生的是属于肉身的。
The flesh will give birth to flesh.
肉身就是短暂的。
The flesh is very temporal.
肉身有一天要归土。
Because the flesh will one day return to dust.
所以我们无法以母亲所生给我们的这个肉身呢，进到那个属灵的永恒的国去。
Thus, we cannot bring this temporal flesh into eternity.
所以必须要重生。
Thus, we must be born again.
那么重生就不再是从肉身生了。
But when we born again, it is not of flesh.
是要从水和圣灵生。
We must be born of water and the Spirit.
那这是从灵生的。
And this is to be spiritually reborn.
那从神灵生的就是灵啊。
When we are born of the Spirit, we are of the Spirit.
就能够进到那个属灵的国啊。
Then we are able to enter into eternity.
那是永恒的国啊。
And this is an eternal kingdom.
这样的逻辑是很简单的。
This is a very simple logic.
这就是主耶稣告诉尼哥底母啊，重生之道。
And this is the truth that our Lord Jesus gave to Nicodemus regarding being born again.
让他知道说，耶稣基督钉在十字架上，就是为我们流出水和血来，我们借着这样来接受啊赦罪的洗礼啊，就能够得见神的国了。
And Jesus is foretelling Nicodemus about the cross and how in the cross he will bleed water and blood.Through baptism.
有一个朋友他问小弟一个问题。
There is a friend who posed me this question.
不晓得我们各位有没有问过。
I wonder if you have met up with this question before.
如果没有问过，我替你们问好了。
I guess I will share with you this question.
有一些朋友他们到教会来的时候啊，他们就会说啊。
There are some people who came to the church and then will ask this question.
哎呀，你们信耶稣的说，信耶稣得永生，不信耶稣就得不到永生，连水牛都得不到。啊，你们这样太不公平了。你们耶稣也是很自私啊，一定要信他，他才要救人吗？那如果他是博爱的，他真的是爱，他也应该要救那些没有相信他的人啊。
And sometimes they will pose this trick question that, that your God is so unfair. They will only...They will save men and not the water buffaloes. And if he is truly love, why did he not save some?
这耶稣的爱也是很狭窄啊！相信他才救，不相信他就不救，这样也是很残忍呐。
Your God is so ruthless that he will only save those who believe in him, and yet will condemn those who does not believe in him.
我偏偏不相信他呢。
His love is so limited. I'm not going to believe in him.
难道我真的就会灭亡吗？
If I don't believe in him, does that mean that I will be condemned?
那耶稣，如果你真的是人类的救主，你应该把所有的人都救起来，不管他相信不信，你就通通要救起来就对了。
If Jesus is a good kind of savior, he should save all men.
各位弟兄姐妹，如果有我们的朋友跟我们这样问的时候，你们有比较好的答案呢、啊？提供给我一下。
So if you have a good answer to this, I don't mind receiving some advice from you.
怎么回答他？
So how are we supposed to answer?
有时候多读几节的圣经真的有帮助。
Sometimes it helps if we are well versed with the Bible.
我们继续读这个约翰福音第三章好了。
And if we continue reading John chapter 3, we'll understand. Verse 16.
三章十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。反得永生，十七节。
Verse 17.
因为神差他儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。十八节。
Verse 18.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。好，我们读到这里。那这个地方怎么说呢
？What does this passage mean?
神爱我们世人。
That God so loved the world.
所以他为我们预备了一条得 得救的道路。
Thus he prepared for us a way to be saved.
甚至把他的独生子，其实就是神本身来到这个世界。
To the extent that he sent his one and only son, that is himself.
人本来处在即将要灭亡的状态。
Man, we are living in this about to be destroyed world.
但是神要阻止，所以他就来到这个世界，开了一条道路，让往这个灭亡道路走的人能够找到一条得救的道路，赶快回头。
But God wanted to stop this road to death, and He came into this world in order to open up a road of salvation, so that one day we will have eternity.
所以耶稣来不是要定人的罪。
Thus, Jesus came into this world not to condemn man.
世人本来就有罪了。
Because man in himself has already had sin.
人会因为自己的罪来灭亡。
Man will through his sin will always self-destruct.
但是他要来救我们。不要被罪给捆绑，救我们从罪中救出来。
But God wants us to be saved, to free us from the bondage of sin.
这样讲好像又不太懂啊。
Maybe I'm confusing you. Let me give you another example.
在路上发生车祸。
If there is an accident that happens in the road.
两个人受伤。
And there are two injured individuals.
他们都有很大的伤口，开始在流血了。
And they suffered quite a serious injuries, and you can see them bleeding.
如果不赶快急救的话呢，他们会因为失血过多死掉。
And if we don't find help for them, they will soon bleed to death.
那个救护车就来了。
And we can see the ambulance suddenly.
你们两个赶快上车。
And the paramedics will say, "Okay, let's get you into the ambulance."
送医院跟急救。
And I will drive you to the hospital.
啊，有一个就相信了，说好，赶快，我就上去了。
And one of the injured individual obey him and then get on to the ambulance.
另外那个不相信的。
But the other person did not believe.
他说我偏不要了。
The paramedic says, "I refuse to go with you."
哪有一定要上你的救护车才能够得救啊？
Does that mean that when I get onto this ambulance, I will be saved?
我偏偏不要。
I refuse.
我要留在这个地方。
I'm just going to stay here.
不可以啊，你会流血过多死掉，赶快上来。
But the paramedic will say, "No, you are going to bleed to death."
不然你会死掉。
Come on up to the ambulance.
我偏偏不要，那你上不上救护车就会死掉，我不相信的，我绝对不相信。
But if the individual said, "I'm not going to believe you, and I'm going to just stay where I am,"
没办法，救护车就跑了。
Then the paramedic will drive away with the ambulance.
后来那个人留在那个地方，因为他流血过多死掉了。
And then soon after, that individual bled to death.
检察官他开这个死亡证明书的时候，流血过多死掉，他不会写说救护车不救他，所以救护车有责任，没有，因为他不上车，
When,
他不上车，他是死于流血过多，不是救护车不救他。
And on that the death certificate, the autopsy result will say that this person bled to death, and they will not say the cause of death is that because it was the ambulance's fault not to carry this individual to the hospital.
因为人本身已经有致命的伤在我们身上。
Because we have this injury, self-inflicted injury in each and individual one of us.
耶稣来的时候要阻止这件事情，相信人的接受，不相信人就因为他自己本身。一个致命的因子，时间到的时候就没命了。
Because Jesus does not want us to continue to self-destruct ourselves, so He came with a mission to save us.
我们再读一次十六节到十八节就知道了。
So let us read again verses 16 to 18.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪。乃是要叫世人因他得救，要因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，因为信他罪就除掉。那么不信呢？因为他自己已经有罪，不信，所以他的罪就仍然留下来，后来因他自己的罪来灭亡。
Because when we believe in Jesus, then we will have our sins to be washed away.And then this person can be saved. But if the person who did not believe in Jesus, the sin will remain in him, and soon the sin will condemn him and bring him to destruction.
所以救护车来的时候，我们要上救护车。
Thus, when the ambulance came, we have to hop into the ambulance.
但是耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
他们把开救护车的人把他打死了。
But yet, the driver of the ambulance killed him.
这个答案应该可以满意的。
I hope I make myself clear this time.
主耶稣要阻止这场灭亡的悲剧。
God wants to stop this tragic end to humankind.
相信的罪就得到赦免了。
If we believe in Him, then we will have our sins to be remitted.
不信的，因为他自己本身的罪留着，时间到就灭亡。
And if to those of us who does not believe in Him, the sin will remain in Him, and when the time comes, they will destroy Him.
就是这样。
This is it.
有一位教会的老姐妹啊，她到86岁的时候啊，身体还很健康。
There is this old sister. She was already 86 years old, but she was still full of vigor.
哦，身上也没有什么病哦。
And she was so healthy. There's no sickness in her.
啊，每个星期安息日啊，很快乐的到教会来参加聚会。
And every Sabbath, she was always present.
她天天祷告，主耶稣啊，你赶快把我带回去啊。
And every time she prayed, she asked our Lord Jesus to take her home.
主耶稣啊，你把我忘掉了是不是啊？
And then she'll tell Jesus, "Have you forgotten me?"
我的名字应该有那个在那个册上吧？你怎么没有？你把我忘记是不是？赶快叫我回去呀、啊、
！Is my name still in the book of life? Have you forgotten me? Why don't you take me home to heaven?
那有一天，他安息日聚晚的时候，就对所有的信徒这样说：“说平安再见呐、啊，平安再见。”
And one day at the end of the Sabbath service, she came to the front and say goodbye to everyone in the church.
因为他说主耶稣已经跟我讲了，三个星期以后他要带我回去。
And she told the members that in 3 weeks, our Lord Jesus will take her home.
大家都不相信，因为她很健康啊。
But no one believed her because she was still so healthy.
那我们先讲这个老姐妹啊，她50多岁的时候来信主的。
And this sister, she came to believe in Jesus when she was in her 50s.
他吃斋吃了20-30年的时间啊，50多岁他还来信耶稣啊。
And she was a vegetarian for over 20 years.
他会怎么样来信耶稣的呢
？How did she come to believe in Jesus?
他女儿一直要他来。
Because her daughter kept pushing her to come to church.
他一直不要。
But she always refused.
我是吃斋的人呐、啊，不要跟你们信耶稣了。
She says, "I'm a vegetarian. I do not want to be a Christian."
你们教会那个。你们教会的那个安息日的那个餐点里头有猪肉啊，牛肉啊，不能吃、啊。
And every Sabbath, the church always serve meats, all different kind of meats, and I'm not eating any meat.
后来他的女儿跟他讲说：“妈妈，你看我孝不孝顺呢、啊、
？”So the daughter said, "Mom, am I not a good enough daughter for you?"
那你当然很孝顺呢、啊。
And the mother replied, "Yes, you are very a filial daughter."
那你看我会不会害你啊
？And think carefully. Do you think I'm going to hurt you or harm you?
不会的，你这么孝顺，怎么会害我
？And the mom replied, "Of course not. You love me. How can you hurt me?"
那既然我不会害你，我要你跟我来信耶稣，你为什么不来啊
？If you know that I won't hurt you, why don't you come to church with me one day?
啊，所以我们每位基督徒哈，我们要向人传福音呢、啊，要先对人好啊，啊。不然的话，人家会以为你要害他啊！所以我们平常要对人好一点呐、啊，传福音才可以带我们的朋友来啊。
So if we want to preach the gospel, first of all, we must be nice. We must be nice to them before they can accept our invitation.
他的妈妈就想想，对呀、啊，这个女儿这么孝顺，她不会害我啊。
So the mother knew that the daughter will not harm her.
好了，我跟你来一次好了。
And so one day, her mom agreed to follow her to church.
那么到教会来的时候，看到我们这个墙壁哈、啊。墙壁是白白的啦，这个前面这个都空旷无物，只有花，也没有采那个神明在前面呢、啊。他说、啊：“你要叫我来拜神、啊，那你们的神在哪里呀、啊、
？”And then when she came to the church, all the walls are so bare, and there is no name of God. So he said, and so she told her, "What, which kind of God you want me to worship?"
他女儿说：“我们所拜的神是独一真神。
”But the daughter replied that the God that we worship is the only one true God.
他是灵。
He is spirit.
充满宇宙。
And he filled the universe.
随时随在。
And he is everywhere.
但是他要让你看，你就看得到。
But if he wishes to let you see him, then he can.
啊，你以前拜的神呢？如果你把他摆在前面，他不会跑到后面。
Because the gods that you used to worship, they have no legs to walk.
你把它摆在右边，它不会跑到左边。
If you place your previous god on the right, he can't walk to the left.
你把它摆在一楼，它不会爬上二楼。
If you place your god on the first floor, he cannot go up to the higher floors.
我们的孙子都可以啊，我们的孙子叫他坐这边，他都跑到那边去，对不对？哦。
Even the little children, they can run up and down.
所以我们拜的神不是那样的神哦。
So mom, this God that we worship is not like your previous gods.
哎，她的妈妈就慢慢就了解，哦，好像真的是不错哦。
And so her mom start to get very interested.
那主耶稣真的爱她。
God truly loves her.
让她看到一个异象。
And God allows her to see a vision.
就是开始聚会的时候，在后面啊，哇，一个讲到一个翻译的，又多了一个天使在中间。
And during one of the service, she saw a vision of an angel standing between the speaker and the interpreter.
只有她的妈妈看见了。
At that service, only her mom saw that vision.
那她就是这样来信耶稣的。
This was how she came to believe in Jesus.
吃斋吃了二十多年了，还是来信耶稣。
She was a vegetarian for over 20 years, but in the end, she was still a follower of Jesus.
信主之后非常的高兴。
And she became a very joyful person.
她说幸好有来信耶稣。要不然的话，那个猪肉跟牛肉的味道我都忘掉了。
And she said, "It's good that I believe in Jesus because then I know, how delicious is the taste of pork and beef."
还是真的不错的，好吃的。
So this is really good. It tastes really good.
他就这样五十多岁信主啊，到了八十六岁，身体都很健康。
Even when she was 86 years old, her health was still with her.
那主耶稣跟他讲说，三个星期以后要带你回家。
And Jesus, also told her that in 3 weeks' time, he will take her home to heaven.
他就跟弟兄姐妹说，平安啊，主耶稣啊，三个星期以后要带我回家。
And he told the congregation, "Peace be to you and goodbye. In 3 weeks' time, I'll be home in heaven."
真的没有人会相信呢。
But at that time, no one believed her.
下个星期又来了。
Because the following week, she again appeared at church.
大家平安再见了。
And then she once again said goodbye and peace be with you to the congregation.
这两个星期。
And the next 2 weeks,
没有人相信。
There was still no one who believed her.
就到了她讲的那一天哦。
On that particular day when she spoke those words again.
平安了，今天主耶稣要带我回去安息日，那也是安息日。说今天主耶稣要带我回去。
Time's up, and today God is going to take me home.
没有人相信。
But yet, even that day, no one believed her.
因为她还是参加聚会啊。
Because she was still okay and she's still attending services.
大家要守道理哦，天国再见呐，天国见面呐。
And she told them, "You have to obey the word of God, and goodbye, and peace be with you."
真的没有人相信，连传道都不相信呐。
At that time, even the preachers, thought that she was talking nonsense.
她就回家了。
And then she left for home.
那因为肚子会饿了，下午啊四点多了，肚子饿了，她的女儿就给她弄一点粥啊，她先吃了。
At that time, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and she was feeling a little bit hungry. So her daughter prepared a congee for her.
叫她你去休息一下，你去休息。那六点多的时候，我再叫你起来吃晚餐。
And then after she had eaten the congee, her daughter asked her to rest, and then in a couple of hours, she will wake her up again.
她就自己吃饱之后，她就是去洗澡啊。把身体洗干净啊！啊，这个头发梳得整整齐齐的，穿白衣、穿白裤、白袜、白鞋子啊，统统穿好了就去睡了。
And after she had eaten her meal, she washed herself and combed her hair and put on white pair of shoes as well as a white clothing and then lay down to sleep.
六点多的时候，她女儿啊，准备好晚餐要去叫她来吃。
And at the time, it was past 6 p.m., and the daughter was about to wake her up for dinner.
真的已经叫不醒了。
But yet, she could not wake her mother up.
看起来是在睡觉。
It seems that she was still sleeping so peacefully.
但是真的主耶稣把她带走了。
But yet, little did she knew that her mother had already gone home to be with the Lord.
求人得人，求义得义啊。
So if you want to save souls, you will have souls, and if you seek after righteousness, you will be righteous.
这种的见证啊，在教会里面很多。
This kind of testimonies, there are many such testimonies in the church.
他是告诉我们，神为我们所预备是真的。
This only tells us that what Jesus said is true, is that He will prepare a place for us.
所以我想，我们应该要来思考这个问题。
Thus, it is important for us to ponder about What is life after death?
小弟常常这样想。
Sometimes I will think to myself.
我今年不满五十岁啊。
If I have not reached the age of 50.
啊，现在大家都知道我的年龄了。
So I guess I'm pretty open with my age.
我要讲的是，五十年前还没有我。
Because 50 years ago, there was no such thing as I.
我看五十年后也应该没有我了。
I guess 50 years after, there'll also be no I.
每个人都想要长寿，但是没有人愿意老啊。
Everyone wants to have a ripe old age, but no one wants to grow old.
我看不要，因为啊，不到五十岁，头发白成这样，如果到一百岁的话，那变成怪物了。我看不要，我也不要。
At the age of 50, my hair is so gray, and I can't imagine myself what I will look like when I am 100 years old.
五十年前没有我，五十年后没有我。
50 years ago, there's no such thing as me, and 50 years later, there will also be no such thing as me.
我们想想看。
Let's think.
人生很短。
Our life is so temporal, so transient.
这个会堂啊，再用二十年应该是没啥问题。
This chapel, maybe it will last another 20 years.
但是请问啊，二十年后我们在哪里？
But let me ask you, where will we all be in 20 years' time?
会堂还在，我们在哪里？
The chapel will still be standing, but what about us?
我们离开这个地方以后，我们去哪里？
When we leave this world, where will we be?
然后我们要去面对永恒。
Are we, then we will have to face our eternity.
我们要去哪里度我们的永恒啊？
Where are we going to spend our eternity?
我们要在什么地方度过我们的永恒？
Where are we going to spend the rest of our eternal life?
想想看。
Let's give this a thought.
你会得到智慧的。
If we give this a deeper thought, it will make us more wise.
我们唯一的选择，接受主耶稣成为我们的救赎。
And the only thing we can only do now is to accept Jesus as our Savior.
主耶稣就是一件礼物。
Jesus is our gift.
这份礼物呢，今天晚上还是要给我们。
And this gift is for us to behold even this evening.
啊，因为唯有耶稣基督啊。是我们所歌颂的对象。
Because our Lord Jesus is the star and the hero of our worship.
啊，现在我们要请天爱诗班在这里献两首诗歌。
And now we'd like to invite the Heavenly Love Choir to present us a couple of hymns.
他们要唱两首诗哈，第一首是《一件礼物》。
And the first hymn is a gift.
啊，绝大多数人都已经收到了，少部分的人呢还没有收到了，趁着今天晚上。把这份礼物呢，把它收下来。
The majority of us has already received this gift, and I hope the rest of us will not hesitate to grab this gift.
啊，第二首是唯有你。
And the second hymn is Only You.
啊，是指的耶稣基督。
That's Only Jesus.
啊，这两首诗哦，很好听哦。他们在练唱的时候，我都听得很感动啊。
So these two hymns are so touching and so really inspired me when I was listening to their rehearsals.
我们也可以看看呢，前面呢，这个投影啊，它也会把那个歌词给投射出来，你看了会很感动的。
And if you follow the words that's on the overhead, the words can really touch you.
我们现在请诗班。
Let's sit back and enjoy. we thank God.
从心灵、从灵魂唱出来的歌声是最能感动人的。
Hymns that are sung from the heart and the soul is totally different. It's so moving.
一件礼物。
A gift.
谁不想收到礼物呢？
Who wants to reject a gift?
但是别人为什么送给你礼物？
Why would a person give us a gift?
可能想讨好你。
Maybe he wants you to like him.
可能想你改天也送他礼物。
Maybe he wish for another return.
谁会白白的送你礼物呢？
Who will give you a gift for free?
只有神。
Only God.
没有代价的，没有那个其他的想法的。
There is no strings attached.
谁可以当我们的依靠呢？
Who can be our reliance?
只有真神。
Only our true God, our Lord Jesus.
让我们一起来唱赞美诗180首来赞美他。
Let us praise him with hymn 180.